Welcome to From Fear to Fire, secrets to overcome fear, embrace your gifts, and achieve success. This is the place where real people share real challenges and where you can find a common bond and uncommon wisdom through their journeys to help you move from fear to fire. I am your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill, and my quote of the day is by Jean Racine. There are no secrets that time does not reveal. We have a wonderful guest for you today. Her name is Angela A. Wicks, and she is an acquiring editor for Body, Mind, Spirit titles at Llewellyn Worldwide, and is the author of The Secret Psychic and Llewellyn's Little Book of Unicorns. She is a certified medical Reiki master, ordained interfaith minister of spiritual healing, and lifelong intuitive medium in training. And you can find her at angelaann.wicks.com/arts. But we're going to find out more about that later. How about we invite her on? Hello, Angela. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Life is good. I have no complaints.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to talking to you, so I'm glad to be here.
Oh, me too. You know, it's so much fun when you are scheduling these so far in advance and then the time comes, you're like, oh, I'm so excited to speak to this person.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got some amazing titles here. So I definitely want to start with that. So The Secret Psychic is new. And you started writing it when? How, has it taken a while to write?
Yeah, I actually started writing it 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I didn't know that it was going to be this book, that this absolutely wasn't what I was planning on. I was actually writing a memoir. Mm-hmm. And it was after my sister passed away, and I was writing down our experience together in life, things that we had gone through, but then also our continued connection after she passed away, and just the really amazing things that I and other people were experiencing. Mm-hmm. With these continued bonds that we had with her. Wow. And at some point I just decided that was just an exercise for me. I put it away. I assumed no one was ever going to see any of it. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years ago, I came up with the idea for The Secret Psychic. And this was when I was with a friend and she was going through this really transformational phase in her life, exploring her spiritual side and all of the things that come with learning about your subtle ability and working with it. Mm-hmm. And I had been kind of acting as a mentor for her because I had gone through the exact same thing like 20 years before. So thankfully, I felt really good that I could be a solid friend for her and provide some insight and answer questions. And I just had this epiphany moment where I realized our experience was so like the exact same questions, the exact same realizations. And I was just like, wow, there have to be so many people out there that have these same questions, are going through the exact same thing. And what an incredible resource that could be for people.
Oh.
And as I was writing the book, then there would be instances where I would remember stories that I had in the memoir that I had started so many years ago and was like, wow, that would be a really good example of what I'm talking about here. So I started mining from that book. So it mostly started 2 years ago, but a lot of pieces came from writing that I actually started a decade ago.
That is so interesting. And you know, I find that too with some of my books is that they write themselves, meaning that there's obviously a tremendous amount of work that goes into it, but sometimes it just comes to you as to what it needs to be. And it looks very different than what you may have imagined it to be in the beginning. And I think that whole journey is absolutely fascinating. Now, The Secret Psychic, and when you were, you know, you were talking with your friend, you were mentoring her, guiding her, and you realized that there was a connection between the questions you were both asking, and then you translated it out to, you know, there may be other people with these questions. So my immediate reaction is, I might be one of those other people. So how do you find out? Tell us more about what it means to be a secret psychic?
For, I think, a lot of people, this was my journey as well. It means that you have these interests, and sometimes it's just like life forcing it on you, where you're having these psychic experiences, you don't really know what's going on, and so you naturally start researching it more, trying to learn on your own. But you feel like you can't share that with other people, that maybe it doesn't feel safe to share about this side of yourself with others, for whatever reason, which there are many. There are many different reasons, according to each of us, of why we might feel like it isn't safe to share this side of ourselves. But within that space, we're practicing secretly, we're learning about these subtle energy, the psychic abilities, we're trying to grasp how to go about using them consciously. And within that space, there can be so many just truly amazing experiences that you want to share with people. And so it's kind of like you're living this dual life where you really want to share with others, but you feel like you need to keep it in this hidden space for yourself for whatever reason.
So I haven't read it yet, but do you have a point in the book where you encourage people to make it less secret?
There is a section, there's a chapter, it's the last chapter of the book where I get into, if you start feeling like this is something that you want to share with other people, or you want to find like-minded people who are on the same wavelength, who it feels okay to share with, I definitely dig into how to start finding your community, or within the connections that you already have, how to kind of test the waters to see, is this a safe person that I can start to share more of myself with? How to go about that in a way that feels really safe and empowering for you.
I love that. Now, I always like to give our listeners something that tangible that they might be able to use. So I'm going to ask you to go into the role of mentor to yourself. What would you recommend to yourself? What would have helped you most when you were beginning this whole spiritual journey?
Actually, so in part two in the book, I interview a lot of different people who are professionals in this area. So they're mediums, they're healers. And I ask them, one of the questions is exactly that. And there's a lot of really great insight in there. And a consistent that came up in responses was trusting yourself and allowing yourself to believe, because it's so easy to repeatedly dismiss these abilities and just push them to the side and not give yourself the permission to open up to them and to start learning even more. So for a lot of people, it becomes this thing that you kind of stuff down and you ignore until, you know, later in your life, maybe when you start being like, you know, this isn't something I can ignore anymore. And so for a lot of people, they get to a point in life where it's like, gosh, I wish I would have given myself permission much earlier to start learning and exploring. So that, I think, is a really important tip, is to try to pay attention and not dismiss, and allow yourself permission to start exploring where you authentically feel your interests lie within the subtle abilities.
You know, I think in hearing you, the way that you're describing it, I see this as an overarching tip for anyone, whether they believe they might be a secret psychic or not. The advice of trust yourself, you know, allow. These, I think, are bits of wisdom that can apply to anyone across the board. I love that so much. Now, you mentioned the different contributors for the book. I mean, do you have any good stories about them, or what surprised you most from interviewing them?
What surprised me the most was how much their experiences immediately paralleled my own. And I consider myself more of an everyday person. Like, I don't practice with these abilities in a professional way where, like, I'm giving readings to other people. It's more that I utilize it. For me, I work in publishing and I'm working with authors who are writing about, you know, psychic ability and this whole world. So it helps for me to have an insider's knowledge on it because I can help them more effectively present their material to the world in an effective way. So that's how I use it. but in the day-to-day life, I'm kind of your everyday person. I think I'm more sensitive than maybe the average person, but all of us have these abilities. And the fact when I was getting the responses back from you know, people like John Holland and Cindy Dale, Michael Mayo, Christy Robinette, there's really people that I've been looking up to for a really long time who I know have been in this field practicing professionally for a very long time. And when I was seeing their responses for like their experiences in, at the beginning of their own process, it just shocked me of how many times I was just like, oh my gosh, that's exactly how it was for me when I started out, or this is how I also experienced this. And so it was really validating. And I really, really hope that readers get that out of it as well. I think it really grounds the material to show that we all have a common experience. We all have these abilities, and no matter what level you're at, we kind of all go through the same stages in our development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's great because, you know, I could see this book being so helpful in how you incorporate it into your everyday life. You know, when you're talking about, I use this in publishing. I mean, that really helps. I think it helps release the pressure for people that they have to do something different or bigger with it. It's just to learn about the gift. Now, how did your sister Amanda contribute?
So she ended up, she was someone who, she also had very strong interest in psychic abilities and this whole world of discussion. And we grew up side by side and didn't know that we both had these very strong interests. And it wasn't until I started taking classes when I was in my 20s, and she found out that she was like, oh my gosh, me too. And
oh, wow.
Having like really long discussions about it and really connecting on our experiences. So we were secret psychics living right next to each other. You know, our bedrooms are right there. So you never quite know who it is that you might be connecting with. And so when she passed away 10 years ago, immediately our connection continued. Like, I had a vision as soon as I found out that she passed away, which was very, very soon after she had passed. And it continued on from there. She's still very present for me. While I was writing this book, I could feel her just there, like helping me write it. And so she came into play in a really big way in the stories that I tell in the book of how she presented in spirit communication for myself, but then also for like friends and family and what their experiences were and how those compared. And there are instances that I share about where I, for example, had a vision that I didn't quite understand. And without telling anyone, someone else said they had a vision and it was the same thing. And then I learned that someone else had gone to see a medium and she shared the same vision. And so even though at that point we didn't quite understand what it meant, it was very confirming that we were all seeing the exact same thing. And eventually we did figure out what that vision actually meant. But I thread her stories through the book, just giving examples of how spirit connect with us, and also how our subtle abilities are put to use with this connection that we have to each other, to those in spirit, and just to the greater energy that we're all a part of.
Wow, that's powerful. Now, I'm just imagining that it probably happens fairly frequently where you get a feeling, an intuition, a vision, maybe, and you don't really know what it means. So what do you do? For you happened upon someone else who had the same experience, but is there something that our listeners could do if they're feeling like they're getting some type of a message and they don't really understand what it is?
One thing that I find really helpful is to write it down, mm-hmm. and also request of spirit for them to keep working with you on bringing you that message. And they will. They'll keep bringing it until you get it. And you might keep kind of not understanding what it means. There was one example where I had a grandparent pass away, and about a week after he passed, I had this vision and I did not understand what it meant. I was seeing all of these carnation flowers and he was on a throne, which was so not in character with who he was, right. of being up on a throne. And I was like, oh, okay, everyone in spirit is celebrating that he's there and they're putting him on a throne. That's awesome. But then that vision kept coming back to me, and it kept coming back in different ways where it was almost like someone was shoving it in my face and trying to get me to look at it even closer, mm-hmm. where I would see different details and stronger focus. And I just could not get the meaning of it. And it was so persistent that I knew someone was really wanting me to get whatever they were trying to get through to me.
Yeah.
So eventually I sat down and I wrote out what I had been getting, what I had been experiencing, just, writing out like anytime you would journal, just like, I'm really frustrated. I don't really understand what's going on, and just stream of consciousness kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing that, spirit, once you get that energy moving and you're writing and you're processing, they continue to feed energy and it's moving. So it's easier for them to bring in messages. And you might not feel like it's a message, but it is. You're tapping into that energy. And in that instance, I wrote down, it's almost like I'm on the sidelines. And then I wrote down, it's like a parade float like you would see at homecoming. And it was when I wrote homecoming that I was just like, oh my gosh, like he's home. Like it's his homecoming. And he was, that's the one thing that I very, very always strongly associated with him, was that he loved football so much.
Oh my God.
And so that was his message. It was a football metaphor. And I was just so shocked after I wrote that. And so if you aren't getting messages, keep asking spirit, letting them know, I'm okay with you continuing to feed me this message. I don't know that I quite got it. And then if you keep not getting it, just start writing, and it might just click.
And when you realized, when you wrote homecoming, it was like it all, I guess, when you said clicked, right? And it became very clear what it was supposed to mean, right?
Yeah. And with it comes that sensation of like that aha moment and that inner knowing where it's just like, this is right. This feels right. This is what it is. It's that psychic sense of just, like, you know, and you can feel it. And then also, once I wrote that down and I had that realization of, and was just absorbing it, I kind of tuned in the spirit and I could hear them laughing and just being like, finally, she got it.
Like they were paying a little trick on you. They're mischievous. I love that. So let's say that someone is learning and they're reading your book and they're, and they're feeling like these intuitive senses are creeping maybe more and more into their everyday life. Does this mean something, or is there something that they can do about that?
Yes. So when our psychic abilities start seeping into our everyday life, which if you're paying attention to them, if you're reading a lot of books and trying to develop yourself, this is bound to happen. Mm-hmm. When they start seeping into everyday life, it can feel kind of jarring. I always give the example where I was in a checkout line and, you know, I'm just waiting in line, waiting for my turn. And I got up to the cashier and I heard a full sentence that she thought in her mind before she spoke it out loud. And once she spoke it, I was just like jaw dropped, just like waiting for her to acknowledge that this had just happened, because I was so surprised by it. Wow. So it can be kind of shocking and just really unexpected. It can be intrusive feeling too, of just like, okay, I didn't invite this to happen just now. Like, that was kind of uncomfortable or mm-hmm. awkward. Mm-hmm. So when you start noticing those things happening, a really good thing to do is to start having a regular practice, whether it be like once a week or if you do it every night, where you are taking a moment to, I call it, download your intuitive voicemails.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So part of when things are seeping into your everyday life is, one, your abilities are just being like, hey, we're here, we're real, it happens. Yeah. So it's almost like it's trying to get your attention to the fact that like it wants you to acknowledge it, to use it, to pay attention to it. And so it kind of is bouncing all over the walls. So if you have a practice where you're focusing it and giving those abilities a point in time where you let it know, like, I'm going to pay attention to you now, this is the moment, you can kind of go into a meditation and then just journal out whatever comes to you and just let your intuition know, let spirit know right now if there are any messages that are waiting for me. That you want me to know, now is the time. And then you can just kind of jot whatever comes out.
I love
that. And you can just sit in that energy. So that can help give it that focus point of an appropriate time for those messages to be coming to you.
Like you're training it.
Right. And it's a lot like people who practice in dream work, they'll say, write down your dreams every morning. And it's training you energetically. It's training your mind to be paying attention mm-hmm. to the dreams that you're experiencing. So from there, it makes it easier for you to actually remember what dreams you've had. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing where you're engaging that intuitive muscle and being like, yes, I will use you. And right now is the time that I will be using you.
That is a great tip. And do you have maybe one more exercise or suggestion that you can recommend for someone who's new to this and they're just exploring their psychic ability?
A great one is a practice of tuning in. And this is a really good starting point where you are learning to feel your own energy. And this becomes really important as you start to, when you're engaging with your subtle ability, and you have been even before you've been trying to consciously practice. So right now you're starting to learn what your own energy feels like so that you can distinguish it from other people's energy, from spirit's energy and their messages, and from whatever kind of energy or messages might be coming to you externally. So in tuning in, you kind of go into a meditative state, and I always picture it as like octopus arms coming off of me. And so this is me reaching out externally, listening for different things, or connecting with my friend and trying to make sure that they're happy, or you know, a project that I'm connected to at work where I'm feeding energy into that. So you're pulling all of those tentacles back into yourself mm-hmm. and centering your energy into yourself. So all of your energy is focused on you right now. And you can just sit in that energy and feel what your own energy feels like. And then from there, one of the practices that I really like is to tune in and figure out what your signs for yes or no are. And this is sometimes symbolic. You might see a visual, or you might hear something, or you might feel really euphoric for yes, or feel like heaviness in your body for no. Mm-hmm. So you tune in and you ask spirit, what is my sign for yes? And then just see what comes to you. And then ask, what is my sign for no? And see what comes to you. And for me, I see a lotus flower. And when it opens up, that's my yes. And when it closes, that's my no.
Ooh.
And then if you don't get a symbol either, you can just say, this is going to be my yes, and this is going to be my no. And just like tap into spirit and let them know, these are my symbols, please. This is what I want to use. And then from there, if you have questions that you want to ask of spirit, or if you want to confirm with your own intuition, you can say that yes or no question.
Mm-hmm.
And then tune in, focus in on your energy, and see which symbol pops up for you. So that's a really good starting point, where you can start focusing on some yes or no questions.
Oh, I love that. I always like nuggets. There's some great nuggets in here. This is awesome. So, you know, the time always flies by, but this has been particularly quick. So I'm sure that there are listeners out there that are interested in learning more about you, about where they can get your books. And can you share any of that information with them now?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is Angela A. Wicks. And my last name is W-I-X. Mm-hmm. And then my website is angelaann.wix.com/arts. And if that is too confusing, you can just type in my name, Angela A. Wicks, and The Secret Psychic, and my website will pull up from there.
Awesome. And you know, we're going to make your lives easier, listeners, and we will put a link to this in the show notes. So don't worry about it if you're driving. So definitely check that out. You know, Angela, this has been so much fun. Do you have any parting words of wisdom that you want to share with everyone?
I just really encourage people to tap into their secret psychic self. And I always like to say, if you are secret currently, that is totally fine. And it is really just super okay for you to stay in that secret place. And if you're feeling like you want to start sharing with other people, I really hope that the guidance in the book helps lead you in the right direction, because I know that can be so challenging, where you have this beautiful side of yourself that you really want to share with people, and it can be kind of scary. So there is support, and just know that you aren't alone in the experiences that you're going through.
Awesome. I love that. Well, thank you so much again for your time and your nuggets. And everyone out there listening, if you enjoyed it, please leave us a review, share it with a friend, and make sure to come back and join us again next week. Thanks, everyone.